So you look at a situation like Dr. Dre one way, but now look at a situation like, remember when that shit came out about Nas not writing the Untitled album, and that Stickman and Jay Electronica wrote a large majority of it. I swear to God on my life, that to me, it felt like a kid finding out that Santa Claus is not real. But it's because Nas is labeled one of the best rappers, best lyricists, everything. So when I found that out, and I remember when I first heard that rumor, I was like, man, bullshit. That's bullshit. You ain't gonna tell me that Nas is right. You ain't gonna tell me this.
But did he ever deny that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay.
But then when you go back and you listen to the album, and you listen to the way he's flowing, it's like, ooh, Roaches. It's like, oh man, that sounds like Stickman.
Yeah, yeah, I went back.
First track, ooh, that sounds like Jay Electronica. So it's like, oh man, it's just like your heart sinks.
Dead in hip hop conversations.
So what Ransom said, just for those of you that are not familiar with the story, was he basically said, I've been doing verses for Nicki Minaj since such and such and such and such. And basically what he intended to say was that, you know, I've been working with Nicki Minaj whenever she call up, she need a verse, I'll do it, blah, blah, blah. So that's the whole misconception and that's been going on. But it brought up an interesting situation because Nicki Minaj was offended by it. And she was like, man, I don't need anyone ghostwriting for me, like, who the fuck are you, blah, 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 blah. So kind of, why you making that face? But anyway, so it kind of brought up this whole, we haven't talked about ghostwriting on the show. So it kind of brought up an interesting kind of thing, you know, like ghostwriting and how people are offended and how people kind of, you know, feel a certain way if they found out their rapper, you know, had a ghostwriter.
So. I remember hearing a rumor, I don't know if this, how much of this was true, but DOC wrote a lot on the Chronic and the Doggy Style. And a lot of people never mentioned it. He wrote,
it was a rumor though.
I think it's kind of understood with like a Dre and a, you know, I'm not sure about Timbaland, but you know, some of these bigger producers, you know, Diddy, and like they get wrote for. And I'm okay with that because you're not a hip hop artist, like you're not a rapper, so that's fine.
So it's okay if it's Diddy and Dr. Dre.
See, I guess I never fully understood that they had, you know, people was ghostwriting. I just thought, okay, that's who's rapping.
You know, Ice Cube wrote a lot for Easy.
Right, and yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
The Watcher, One and Two, Jay-Z wrote the verse for Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I know.
It is what it is. You know, I think for a producer, if somebody tells me that a producer, like this verse right here was ghostwritten by somebody, I'm fine with that. Because you're a producer, you're the ear behind the sound. So if you're not that great at rapping, and somebody wrote it for you, I'm cool with that. Because you're not out here like you're a rapper. Oh, I'm the best rapper in my city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now if you come out there like that and somebody's ghostwriting your shit, that's whack as fuck.
But why though? Like, I mean, if they produce it, just produce. Why do you have to have someone writing for you? Like, what's the?
I just don't get the
rapping.
He's always been rapping. He hasn't been a writer.
Exactly.
So his in my opinion, Dr. Dre's voice is so made for hip hop. Yeah. It sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with Dr. Dre having a ghostwriter. Meaning, the main reason being he doesn't lie about it.
Exactly.
He's like, yeah, I don't write my shit. Yeah. So what?
He doesn't lie about it. And plus, you know him for being a dope producer.
Exactly. Not being a dope rapper.
Right. Right. So when you think of Dr. Dre, the first thing that comes to your mind is what? Producer, beats.
Producer,
so,
beats.
Maybe NWA. So he made it perfectly clear that people used to write for him when he first
came out. He didn't lie about it. He was just like, yeah.
I was talking about when it came out. But the perception was that he was rapping. It didn't.
Nah,
I don't remember it. When I heard the Chronic, I was like, damn, Dr. Dre's tight. But then when I hear like Snoop wrote this and that, it kind of took a little bit away from me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
You said it took away from you, but you really listen to Dr. Dre as a rapper like that, though?
I mean, you gotta think, how old was I? I mean, I don't know that what ghostwriting is for one, and then like I'm just like, okay, I'm listening to this guy rap, so I'm thinking that he wrote it. That's all to it, you know, the stuff that he's talking about. You know, I mean as a kid, that's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Of course I'm older now and I understand it, but
so does
kid,
it still take away now that you're older and you kind of understand how
hip-hop? Don't get me wrong, I still like the Chronic, but I don't know, man. It's just a little part of me, just like, huh?
What about Doggy Style?
Doggy Style. I didn't even know somebody wrote that for written that for.
I mean, not all. I mean, but DLC.
You said DLC wrote some of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, DLC got in that wreck,
right? Yeah,
and it fucked up his voice. He couldn't rhyme anymore. So yeah, so. Since he couldn't do anything, he was in the back writing for people. But I don't know if that's really considered ghostwriting.
Because if it's public.
If it's public. I have no issue with a Dre. Or Puffy. Because Puffy never told you he's a dope rapper.
Royce the 5'9 wrote
Royce wrote a lot of his shit.
And Lil' Kim too. Like, Biggie wrote a lot of her shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even Foxy.
Yep.
But she kind of said that, though.
Yeah, first but so I'm just saying.
Everybody's
got ghostwriters. Everybody got ghostwriters. And I think... Yeah, and even Jay, even though he didn't, nobody really ghost writ for him, he took a lot of Biggie shit, so technically Biggie was a Jay ghostwriter.
The only issue is he took the lines that were already out in public.
Right.
So he just, personally, I think a ghostwriter is one of the most talented type of rappers. Because look at Nas, talking about Nas. Look at Nas, how he writes for his own shit. But then he wrote for fucking Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
He fucking wrote Miami.
Yep.
And that shit sounds nothing like a Nas track.
He wrote most of Big Willie Style, didn't he? Didn't he write
I don't
like
know
a good,
if he wrote, I don't know.
I want to say he wrote like about a good.
You know more about 60, that than I do. So
yeah, I want to know. He wrote like a good 60% of that album. Of Big Willie Style.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You got Nas. Wow, he's a Queens rapper. Different.
Yeah. That sounds
he's a Queens
different.
Rapper through and through. And then you got him writing this fucking Florida party song. Now, if Nas put that track out, y'all be like, man, this is some bullshit.
Because
but Big Willie come out with it. Nah, 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 nah. Oh, it's good.
It's good.
It's good. Think about how talented that is. You can put yourself in somebody else's shoes, and you know what I mean?
And you know what? I was going to say, there's another part of ghostwriting, too, where I don't enjoy when I can tell who the ghostwriter was by how that artist is writing it.
Like Dre.
Like Dre.
That's what he's doing
like
now,
when Kendrick wrote his verse.
Recipe.
Yeah, the recipe. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I don't think that's the name of the track I'm thinking. What was the last joint that Dre was on Kendrick's album?
Money, Weed, and Women, something like that?
No,
that's kinda. The recipe? Is that called the recipe?
It don't matter. But like when I heard Dre on that one, I'm like, damn, that's Kendrick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when I hear Diddy, I'm like, oh, that's Ross. Like, I like when a ghostwriter writes for somebody else, but it doesn't sound like the original ghostwriter.
It was on the one with Just Blaze beat.
With the Just Blaze beat. And when I heard that, I'm like, that is Kendrick all the way. And that's fine. I don't feel no type of way about Dre being written for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to know who wrote it by the way it sounds.
Because I want to go back to what you said about Nas and Will Smith or whatever. Mm-hmm. But see what you were doing? You were talking about the ghostwriter. You wasn't talking about Will Smith. Like, you was giving the ghostwriter their credit, like, but how does that look on Will Smith, though?
He doesn't care. You know why?
Yeah, it's Will Smith.
Because a ghostwriter, they don't even get royalty checks.
Right.
All they get is, here's your money for writing that song. It's a roll of the dice, right? That song could be the hottest thing ever. It could be a bonus track on my album, but either way you wrote it.
Right.
How it looks on Will Smith, in my opinion, smart as fuck. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to do shit but show up. And just read what this motherfucker gave me, and I'm gonna make millions.
And that doesn't take away though.
It depends on the artist. In a different place though.
Doesn't that take away a little bit? Say for instance, like you grew up on Fresh Prince,
of course,
and all that, and it was
Charlie Mack, and he's the first album.
Exactly.
So then you hear like this guy's being ghostwritten for by Nas later on because. I guess he just doesn't have it anymore. It just takes it. For
I don't
me
think
personally,
it's that he doesn't have it anymore. I think he's just too busy to sit down and write.
I'm with Rod.
Wait.
I'm going to tell you why. Fresh Prince never had any of his verses written for him. Will Smith did. Get me? When Fresh Prince was dropping albums
and
that we loved. He's a DJ. I'm the rapper. It was never he's a DJ. I'm the rapper. And there's the ghostwriter. Will Smith albums are totally different than Fresh Prince albums. Will Smith is about money. It's about flash.
Party.
It's not about like, look at me. I'm the best rapper. It's like, motherfucker, I got money. I got Jada. I got movies. I got all this shit. Even my kids are making money. Even my kids are making more money than you make in 10 years. So I look at Will Smith and I say, I don't really care. But if somebody came out and said, you know what? Jazzy wrote all of Fresh Prince's rhymes, I'd be like, what?
You'll be devastated.
Oh my God, Brand New Funk, he didn't write that? it's different for me. Will Smith is in a completely different place. I can't expect him to do that.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, he doesn't have the time to sit down and come on, man. He's doing all this shit like that. Think about it this way.
You were probably a hella good football or basketball player back in the day. Now, could you keep up with those young kids? No.
Oh, no.
I think because, you know why? Because you don't practice every day. You're not in this like that. Will Smith, he doesn't sit there and write with a book all the time anymore. He ain't got, like you say, he ain't got time.
He ain't got time.
So because he doesn't have time to practice.
But that takes away from him?
But not necessarily. No, I don't think so. That's kind of what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it would take away.
But I think that's the point. I think that's what I'm saying.
Even to the point where he's at, you still think it takes away
from him? I wouldn't put on a Will Smith album today. I would put on an old Fresh Prince album before I put on a Will Smith
that's
album.
So like that, music, though, right?
Right, it's because I don't like the music. So why just bow gracefully? Why are you getting ghostwriters? I get that. And see, that's what I don't like about it.
I mean, a ghost camera person.
Yeah.
You ain't filming right now. Why? Because you can't do everything all the time. So sometimes you have to step back and say, you know what? I'm gonna chill for a minute. No. Will Smith. No. He can't do everything, Rod. He's got all this other shit going on, just like you do.
Yes, it is. I can see if I was becoming a whack videographer, so I was like, yo, I'm going to get Megan. Can you do this for me so I can get that shot that I want? That's not what's going on. It's just that I need extra help.
Maybe Will Smith is
actually No. So you're saying Will Smith is a whack
rapper? They try to turn it on you.
You can't always do everything under the sun, even though we all know you for being the cameraman, just like we all know Will Smith for being the rapper.
Right.
But at some point, we know you as being the cameraman, as being the editor, as also assisting things behind the scenes, as being the graphic designer.
The director.
So you can't always do all this shit. Right?
Yeah,
just like Will Smith. Right. Will Smith is a rapper. Will Smith is a father. He's an actor.
Right.
So he can't always do all that.
Right. A major like actor. You talking about movies that he's dropping that take but so much time, and then he has to promote. His life is real busy.
If I found out Black Thought had a ghostwriter, I'd be crushed.
That's why there was such a backlash against Nas, because Nas is no catalog.
If I see Diddy, P. Diddy, I'm like, I'm not listening to P. Diddy for some lyrics, man. Like,
down to me though. Seems like watered down.
You know, only for certain artists, though.
Yeah. And I agree, only for certain artists. But like a dude like Diddy, back in his heyday, right, with Biggie and all that, he brought a certain pizzazz to a track, even with his little ad libs and stuff. Like take that. Like that was just Diddy. And even if he can't write his own rhyme, when he was on a track, it was like, yo, but that was Diddy though. You know, because Diddy was the face of Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Like Diddy was the ultimate promoter. You know what I'm saying? Right. During that era. So for him to get on the track too, it was like, holy shit.
But why not just hire
somebody that can actually deliver it?
He did. Because then you're having to pay that person.
Right.
Just like I always tell, there's no point
in a ghostwriter.
But I'm telling you, I don't think you have to pay that much. You're giving him a one-time shot, right? Mm-hmm. One-time fee, and then you're done. Mm-hmm. That's your money, right? With a person that you're actually paying to go up there and rap for you, what's the point? They're getting royalty checks, they're getting all this side money, like publishing and all that. Why not keep all that for yourself? Get your ass up there, do a couple verses, do a couple dances, call it a day.
And then when your team is strong like it was back then, he had the Locks, he had Biggie, he had all them. You know, like I was watching an interview with Janet, it's like, yeah, you know, Diddy always asked me to write certain things for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So from an artist perspective, it's like it's just another way to make extra money on the side. Like this is cash right here. Hey, give me $2,000.
And it really is like a part of hip hop. Like it's been going on for years, man, since hip hop freaking started. Like this is not anything new.
And I think
when or how or why has it, where did the tank come in at? What happened? What changed?
What you mean?
Why all of a sudden is it a bad thing when you look at such and such having a ghostwriter? You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden now such and such,
because
it's always kind of been a thing, it's always been understood. Now all of a sudden,
but I don't think it was always understood.
I agree. I don't think it was always understood.
No,
it wasn't always understood because this shit didn't come to light until Kaz. You know, and Kaz, he didn't ghostwrite. The person took his book and took his rhymes.
Okay.
So I don't think ghostwriting itself has always been around and been out.
Right.
Because I don't remember anybody from back in the day admitting to that shit.
No.
Anybody. You know, Curtis Blow didn't come out and say, I didn't write my rhymes. You know, Melly Mel didn't come out and say that. No, I don't think, I can't remember anybody that came out and said that.
But I think that there were stories that where it was understood that such and such wrote, and I can't remember. I know the Cass story where somebody took his book and rehashed it, and then it became popular, and then, you know, Cass got shitted on. But I think even after that, I think there was a certain situation where you have a group, and then there was this one guy that kind of wrote for people, similar to the Ice Cube situation. Like, everybody kind of knew that Ice Cube was kind of writing these things, but now all of a sudden it seems like when you have a Nas or when you have somebody else, I think Nas is really the only person that comes to mind. Like, when you find this out, it becomes like this horrible bane on that person's career.
Because it's like your career is based on what I've written. So to figure out that somebody else wrote that, you've been a fake.
Exactly.
You've been a fake this whole fucking time. It's kind of like Mini Vanilli. When everybody's like, oh, they lip sync and they didn't even do the shit.
So hiding it. So you're saying if it's hidden.
No, it's the type of rapper you are.
Exactly. And it's how you establish your career. Right. If I establish my career like, yo, I'm this super dope lyricist out of wherever.
Exactly.
Right? And then I've put together like, you know, 5-6 album catalog. Mm-hmm. And then it comes out that I didn't write shit. I've been a fraud to you the whole fucking time.
So all of a sudden you're back
the A-Rod syndrome. Yeah, of course.
Like, what?
But now if I come out and I'm like, yo, I'm this super hot producer, you know what I'm saying? I linked up with this one artist, and you know what? I can never really rhyme or anything, but to get my other spice in rapping, I just had him write some. I'm on all here, and that's it. Like, I'm not out here talking about, oh yeah, you know, I'm the best rapper ever. It is that. Nah, yo, this was my beat, and my homie wrote that fucking verse for me, and that's it. And you can either like it or dislike it, but at the end of the day, this was my beat.
When Rhymefest came out and said, yeah, I wrote Jesus Walks, and I got Grammys on my wall for this shit, I'm thinking like, why the fuck would you say that? Why would Kanye let you say that?
Just keep being
a fucking ghostwriter, stupid.
Like Gilly the Kid said he wrote for Lil Wayne.
But I think that was on some slick beef shit, wasn't it?
I don't know. That man. And I
Drake,
have no idea.
Drake, it was, you know, supposed that Drake wrote a lot of shit for Wayne too.
Drake did? Well, you didn't tell.
And when it came out, I was like, eh, but then it was like, okay, well, I see. Like, because Wayne definitely took a turn after Drake. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Why you sound like this dude you about to sign? Time. You know, so.
What are you gonna look at Wayne different now?
No, look.
How are we looking at him before?
Hey,
look. No, I think you can look at Wayne.
I can say firmly.
People say he got worse.
Wayne, nobody write that shit but himself. Nobody comes up
with it. What you want? I'm not a human being too?
Can't nobody else come up with that type of shit? Exactly.
You don't think so?
So you're saying, wait.
Isn't he still doing that Top of the Dome type shit?
Yeah, I think that's
not writing that shit down.
I don't believe him.
He doesn't write nothing down.
No, look.
It's not genius or anything like that. Like, when I see Jay actually be in the booth and do what he do, that shit is genius, what he does, how he's able to come up and just rap rhymes. What's good?
Back on play.
You gotta start like this.
Oh.
Do you sincerely believe that Jay-Z did not write Picasso Baby? You really think that he walked in a booth and just freestyled that? If you believe that, you're out of your fucking mind.
If you believe that,
I got this story about, I'm gonna tell you about this bunny that delivers eggs every year.
Here's the thing though, Mike. He doesn't freestyle. I think that term is misused when it comes to Jay-Z.
He's cleared that up before.
He writes it in his head. You know what I'm saying? But he does it. He memorizes it, but he does not fuck up. Like, he doesn't mess up. He'll come in and he'll just knock it out. And then, you know, just watching Fade the Black, you know, he fucked up a verse. I can't remember on what beat on there. It was with Timbaland. And Timbaland fucked some shit up and he's like, yo, another verse. And then he just came right back with a whole brand new verse. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just his memorization.
Yeah, it's just bad. It's the same thing. But, you know, watching Lil Wayne do the shit. Yo, what?
Like, up the game, bro.
Man, yo, Lil Wayne, like, he'll just rap
and then stop, and then he'll come back and rap.
Okay. So there's a clear difference between My Block Is Hot and 500 Degrees, Lil Wayne,
mm-hmm.
to I Am Not a Human Being.
And Mixtape Wayne.
So now the question is, or basically kind of what you're saying is that, you know, do we now need to look at Wayne's back catalog when he had better rhymes and say, damn, were you writing that shit?
Well,
is that kind of where you're going with it?
You have to.
Yeah.
If now that, that you have a ghostwriter, you have to put his whole catalog in down.
So Nas, so we're going to look at Nas.
You know why we don't look at Nas that way? Because you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference between Nostradamus, you know, and Untitled. Untitled, that album sounds nothing like his other albums. You can pull that album out by itself, and it sounds completely different than his other shit.
So what about Nas? What about some of those commercial albums that he had?
I think that's just him, dog.
You think he was writing that song with G1? You owe me something.
I think that was him.
You owe me.
Yep. No, I agree. I 100% that was him.
So you don't think Nas reached out for a hit? Y'all don't think Nas reached out for a hit? Somebody to write him a hit?
Nah. I think that what was going on was he was still kind of sort of in that competition with Jay. And he saw what Jay was doing. He's like, motherfucker, you're not going to beat
me. But he should have fucking learned from Jay, because Jay made that horrible track Sunshine. That shit was terrible.
Of course.
With Babyface?
Yeah.
But how many hot pop songs did Jay make? Come on.
Right. Jay never made it with any of those commercial attempts on his first couple of albums. Jay didn't make it until he got that animated shit.
But Nas had, and that was pretty dope with R. Kelly. That was a better sound.
But that was on R. Kelly's album. Yeah, he just had Melinda verse.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that. But still, I'm sure he wrote his own verse for that.
Yeah.
So if he can do that and put it on an R. Kelly album, he could have got R. Kelly to jump on his album and do the same shit. Yeah. I think those tracks were Nas. And I want to put it out there. I'm not saying that I believe the Nas story. I'm just saying that I'm not going to completely discount it just because it's Nas. Yeah. I love Nas. Everyone knows. But yeah.
Okay, so we got like
that's still
minutes.
One of my, and the fact that it's still one of my favorite Nas albums.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. A lot of people don't like the album. I love Untitled.
Crazy. Yeah. That album is amazing. Yeah. But like the fact that somebody else may have written it, it makes it, you know, like Rod said, it deteriorates
that's
it a little
that's
bit.
That's steroids. That A-Rod syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just, I know you don't watch sports, but Alex Rodriguez was supposed to be like this great Hall of Fame, like the best baseball player ever. But now, you know, for the last 10, 13 years, it's possible he was on performance enhancing drugs. But it's, and it's like, damn, you, that takes away from your greatness. So for an artist like Nas to be, you know, labeled like the modern day Rakim and all this and all these accolades that he gets.
Right.
If your shit was ghostwritten, bro, that takes a lot away from you, dog.
I agree.
But it's, a lot.
But it doesn't take away from the work, though.
It does. It does, because
it takes away from Untitled. You still listen to Untitled. I still love it,
but at the same time, I'm just like, shit, Nas, this isn't you. Or this might not be you. And it hurts. It fucking hurts, man. It hurts my heart.
Listen to me, though. The music is still good. That's the point. Like, whether you have a ghostwriter or not, if the music is still good,
imagine if we were doing that in hip hop like back then, and you was like, man, when he said this and that, this and the third, and then you find out that he didn't even write that,
right?
And you go back to that video when you're bigging him up about it.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And now, come on.
Black Thought didn't write Undone, man. How would you feel if you found out Black Thought didn't write that?
I'm like, it's still good though, B.
Okay, but what if they're talking about certain things and you look at that and you say, I can relate to that because they're saying these certain things.
Are their personal stories? Okay, even if
Kendrick's album was ghostwritten, how would you feel about that? Because that's very personal. That was his whole story. So you mean to tell me that this random motherfucker just put together this whole story and I came out here and portrayed it like it was my own?
Right.
I would feel slighted by that, man.
Yes.
But it's still good.
No, it man.
Right. Hold on. Listen to me, though. It's still good.
I do, too.
Right. It's still a good piece of work.
But it's not yours. Exactly. You cannot claim to have a nasty pin game if the pin game ain't yours.
Now, that's okay.
But that's the point. That's the point. If Kendrick is like, man, I'm nasty with this pen. Yeah. Oh, you're nasty with that pen? The only thing you're nasty with doing is writing a check to the person that's really nasty with the pen.
Exactly.
So it hurts a little bit and it takes a little bit away from the quality of the music because the story is no longer yours. What if Marvin Gaye didn't write Here, My Dear? How would you feel about that?
My point exactly.
That's one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite album by him because it was so personal and it related to his life. But you can validate that. But I see what you're saying.
It was always understood that people wrote music for soul singers to sing it because they could. Not everybody can do certain things like that. Not everybody can
be baritone or falsetto and stuff like that. So it's a little different for me when it comes to souls and rap. But rap, I don't think it's the same thing.
I'm totally confused by what you're saying, man, because you're saying that it's okay for someone to write songs for soul singers.
You're saying ghostwriting is genre specific.
Ghostwriting, yes, and I don't understand that. You're saying certain singers, because they can't do certain things, like hit a certain pitch or something like that, that it's okay for someone to come in and ghostwrite them for them, but that doesn't make any sense. It's the same exact thing as a rapper. No one is ghost singing for a soul singer. All they're doing is they're giving them the words to sing. How is that any different from someone giving a rapper the words to sing? It's the same exact thing.
But this is the difference. I think with soul singers or R&B singers, I don't think it's known as ghostwriting. I think it's just known as it's on the cover. It's like written by, you know, vocals by. And I think that's the difference. It's like ghostwriting doesn't really exist in soul singing or R&B and stuff like that.
It's always not behind the cover.
It's not behind the cover.
Here.
It's just like this person
you
wrote
it. But no, yeah. I know all that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not playing the semantics game because I wouldn't do that to you. I'm saying that you were saying that it's okay because certain singers can't do certain things, like hit a certain pitch. I'm saying that comment, that statement makes no sense. Because nobody is going to ghost sing for a soul singer. You have to have the talent to sing it. All you're doing is handing them the words and saying, sing these words. All a ghost writer is doing is coming to a rapper and saying, rap these words. So I don't understand the major difference. Yeah, sure, it was out in the open with soul singers and R&B singers. That's fine.
But that's
but
what I'm saying. I'm saying that because it was a couple reasons why I accept it. Because it's out in the open.
Okay.
And it's... And the whole element of them not being able to sing something in baritone or sing something in, because it's a different type of
no, they're gonna
artistry,
write it. They're gonna write it to that singer.
Exactly.
They're gonna write the song to fit that singer,
right.
Not the other way around.
Exactly. That's what I'm not getting. They're not gonna they're not gonna say sing this like this.
Right.
They're just gonna give them the words and say sing it.
Right.
Like I wrote this for you.
Right.
Like sing.
Right.
But I guess that's what I'm saying too. Like yeah, they wrote it for because that's the way they sound and they wanted to sound that way. But I don't think it's the same with rappers.
But no. Going back to what me and Mike were saying earlier, I think that it's talent as a ghostwriter when you write something for somebody else to make it sound like them versus you rapping this because
and I give
this
credit
is how I
to the ghostwriter. I'm not dissing the ghostwriters at all. Like I think that's a really good talent. Now, I want to take that away. I know they're getting paid for it, so that's cool. I'm not saying that ghostwriting shouldn't exist. I'm just saying that it just takes away something from me personally when I know a MC or somebody or whatever is having something ghostwritten for them.